Spring training is just around the corner. And right now, we're back with the only program that has the 2015 Padres covered. It's Padres Social Hour from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. Packed show, fun show. And obviously, one of the big stories around baseball in the last several months or so has been the saga of a certain Cuban prospect. We're going to talk about that and more with Ben Badler of Baseball America, a national writer who is on Twitter at Ben Badler. Has done an outstanding job covering baseball in Cuba, which has become a hotter and hotter topic, it seems, than ever before. Ben, before we get to all of that, though, what do you make of this Padres offseason? It's been a lot of fun for us here in San Diego.
Yeah, it's been wild. I really like what they've done. You don't see a lot of teams making the aggressive overhauls that the Padres have made this offseason, but you know, they trade away a lot of prospects, most of whom I don't think they're going to miss all that much, but the talent they got in return has unbelievable upside. So I really admire the work that A.J. Preller and his staff have done this offseason to really revamp the Padres.
You talk about the prospects. Are you surprised after seeing all the moves that they made that Matt Whistler, Hunter Renfroe, Austin Hedges are still, at least as of this moment, still in the Padres system?
Yeah, you know, to be able to get players like Matt Kemp and Will Myers, and to get all the talent that they've, and Justin Upton, to bring in all these guys without really having to give away, you know, we'll see about Trey Turner. Obviously, it sounds like he's probably headed to the Nationals, but, you know, they really didn't give up anyone else who I think they're going to miss all that much. So to be able to retain their best prospects, or the majority of their best prospects, and get this level of impact talent in return is really impressive.
All right, let's move to Cuba. Ben Badler, Baseball America, has really been on top of everything. With Yoan Moncada, let's just start with the scouting report. You know, from a basic perspective, what do we make of this guy?
This guy was, for his age, he was the best player in Cuba, and he's probably one of the best young talents who's ever left Cuba. You look at what he did in the junior leagues in Cuba. He just completely dominated there, really on par with what Yasiel Puig and Jorge Soler did in those leagues at the time. He played at different junior international tournaments. He was always the best player on the Cuban team there. And scouts have followed this guy since he was, you know, 15 years old, and they've always been really excited about him. Because there's, you know, if you want to break him down and evaluate him, there's really not much to like. This is a guy who's hit everywhere he's gone. He's a switch hitter who's a better hitter from the left side, where it's a really short, quick, compact swing, outstanding bat speed, plus power, and a pretty good hitting approach too. Now we haven't seen him doing it against more advanced pitching, so there's some uncertainty there. But there's nothing that you see in the swing or in the approach, or certainly not in the power either, to suggest that he's not going to be able to hit better pitching once he does face more advanced competition in the United States. And then you look at the speed. He's at least a plus runner. He's got an above-average arm. You know, he's played some shortstop in the past, mostly second base and some third base. Probably fits best at either second or third base, but you know, he has the speed to even put him in center field if you want. There's a lot of versatility there. You know, if you want to pick him apart, you're I think you're really nitpicking, because pretty much everything this guy does across the board is above average.
Ben Badler of Baseball America is with us on the Cholula Hotline. You wrote last week pretty much a top 20 prospect at worst, right? You know, kind of right off the bat as soon as he gets settled into a system.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you put this guy in the draft, I think he'd be the number one overall pick. That's the kind of talent that you're talking about here. And yeah, the level of impact tools that he has, I think he's a top 20 prospect right away. He might even be a top 10 prospect, but it's hard to get too carried away with a guy who hasn't done it against minor league pitching, you know, the way some of the other guys who would be ahead of him on the list have already done it and have that star upside that he has as well.
Talking to Ben Badler about Yoan Moncada, like a lot of Cuban players who have had to make that journey off the island and to eventually the major leagues, pretty wild story so far, and obviously it's not even completely written yet. Maybe for those who don't know, kind of the condensed version of what he's been through already just as a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah, it sounds like his story has been a little bit unusual, because reportedly he has, you know, he left the island through legal immigration and supposedly has a Cuban passport, which is a pretty unusual situation. You know, a lot of people aren't quite sure what to make of that, but you know, he's out of Cuba now, and it sounds like he's on the on the verge of getting his career started.
Pretty crazy situation. You talk about the process of signing an international player now. We've heard Rob Manfred in recent weeks talk about an international draft at some point. Does that feel like an inevitability to you, or are there still a lot of hurdles there, you think?
I think that that's certainly something that the commissioner's office wants to implement. To hear Rob Manfred say that, I think there was some question about how the new commissioner was going to approach that, but it certainly sounds like he wants it just as much as Bud Selig wanted it before him. But on the other hand, they've wanted this international draft for a lot of years now, and they haven't been able to implement it. There's a lot of legal and logistical hurdles involved. You know, which countries are involved in the draft? Is it going to be one draft or two drafts? What do you do with Mexico, for example, where if you're signing a Mexican player, you're essentially signing him directly from a Mexican league team. You know, are you going to be able to go in and draft Mexican players who are already on rosters for professional clubs? And what do you do about the leagues in Korea and Japan that also have professional leagues? So I think there's a lot of different questions. Obviously, Cuba is at some point, if the embargo is dropped and it's more it's easier for teams to be able to sign Cuban players, what you do with them is a completely that's a whole other animal to have to deal with. So I think from a legal perspective and just in terms of the logistics of organizing the draft and setting it up, there's a lot of questions that they're going to have to wrap their rules and wrap their minds around. I think it's going to be very difficult to implement it, but if they truly are adamant about implementing this international draft, then I think it's something that certainly could happen within the next few years and in the next CBA.
It seems to fall into that category, as so many things do. It's easier said than done, a potential international draft for Major League Baseball. Ben Badler of Baseball America is on Twitter, @BenBadler, is doing an outstanding job, not only covering Cuba, but everything else going on in the world of baseball. Ben, really appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right, good stuff. That's Ben Badler on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Very interesting stuff. We'll take a break. Come back. More Social Hour right after this.